Welcome back, Panther fans. I'm David Brown here with Ryan Graham.
Hey, y'all.
Tim Thurber.
Hello.
And this is State of Atlanta. All right, that beer's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. That was beer from that cooler I left at your house, Ryan, for however many months it's been.
So well, it was in a climate-controlled area. It's not like it was sitting outside.
Yeah, I was just worried about getting a little skunky for being so long, but yeah, not too bad. I'll drink it.
It's mostly like water anyway.
I was going to drink it anyways.
We know.
Welcome back, guys. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Pretty good week.
I mean, excellent. Nothing excellent out of the ordinary, but like it was pretty, it was pretty okay.
You guys had a better week. You got to go to a spring tour event.
The spring tour. It was pretty cool. Ryan, now tell me, what do you think about this? There was, for a sellout event, there was a whole lot of coaches and staff and athletes and administration. Like, there was more than 50% of the people there worked or attend to Georgia State, right?
Yeah, it felt very staff heavy, weirdly staff heavy, and then the players were obviously coached to mingle a little bit, and they did a good job of that, I thought. So my big problem with the whole event was they didn't ask us for any money.
That was strange. I mean, this is effectively
a fundraiser. They didn't ask us for any money. It was a free event.
It was sponsored by the NIL.
Yeah, really? I mean, oh, and I think it was technically all blue, all nil. It was their event, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was sponsored by it. This was their funding of the event and everything.
Yeah.
And with McGee talking about everything he talks about, Hayes being there for the short amount of time that he was, he had to fly off to go do a recruiting call or whatever. But yeah,
so no money. I talked, no collection plate, no nothing.
We talked to Mike. Oh, my thumb stopped doing that thing. Talked to Mike Holmes. Talked to Del McGee. Talked to David Bell of baseball, Cassie and Bella of beach volleyball, Freddie Brock from the football team, Charlie Cobb. Nobody asked us, either one of us, for money, and others have been saying the same thing. Nobody asked for a single penny.
You'd think Mike Holmes would ask you.
In front of the room, right? And while you're giving your speeches and stuff, you say, hey, we need your money. Give,
well,
give.
They talked about that, but as far as actually a legit ask, I didn't hear an ask from anybody.
I didn't.
Which is strange.
I asked our development department if there was going to be an ask, and I was told no.
This was just a mixer.
It's a freebie, I guess, huh?
I don't know why. Trying to raise money up in this.
They're going to come in hard for the sell at some point in the future.
Look, I didn't have a ton of money to donate, but I was prepared to give them the cash in my pocket.
wait, whatever I got on hand. Yeah, it was weird, but it was fun though. I mean, I'll complain about the lopsidedness of the event. If you're going to have something that's a finite number of people, it's a fixed number of seats and bodies that can be in the place, you know. And I guess there's a lot of people that didn't show up. It was just way too heavy on the Georgia State side of things, which was, I guess, kind of good for us because we did get a chance to talk to so many people. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to this. I mean, out of all these tours we've gone to over the years, never talked to players like we did at this one. That was very, very cool.
Yeah. Great space. Good food they brought out. And the beer was.
So do you think they were coached?
I didn't
either,
but it looked good.
Do you think they were coached on talk to the people you don't know that you know are fans?
I just think they were encouraged to
that's good
to engage with others.
Like when Freddie came to talk to me, he definitely like was looking for somebody to talk to, saw me and like pointed and like sort of was like, oh yeah, I'll be right over.
You
know, like he knew me or something. But like I do feel like they were like, don't just stand around for, you know, some amount of time, like find a fan to talk to.
I like it.
Right.
That's a good event.
Although they're not, nobody told us that, but like that's what it felt like. That there was definitely like some reaching, like the players and stuff were definitely like going beyond their comfort zone to go like mingle.
Yeah. I wonder why they didn't ask for money though. It would have been so easy
to me. It's like, so weird.
I mean, I guess you know, we know a lot of these people. We talk to a lot of these people on a regular basis. They know that we're probably giving everything we can, but still, yeah, it was, how do we get you to increase that donation? Or when's the last time you donated? Are you able to make a contribution today? Something like that. It's a new year. We're heading into the new season. Right. The new athletic season starts July 1st. Nothing like that. So
there's all kinds of different tactics to raise money at an event like that. And like, that's why you throw an event like that. You're not really collecting any data on the people, which is another reason you might throw an event like that. Cause it's so limited, right? So you're only going to take the people who are like already going to make it away. So the whole point, I thought, and maybe they had other goals, but it felt like the point should have been raise money.
It was weird to me that it was a free event, and in previous years it was like $10 or something like that to go to one of these things. And
so you got
that
free
money,
beer.
That money could have gone to the NIL.
Two free beers.
You got free beer at a free event, and you don't have to donate any money. That's
food
that's
too, if you wanted it.
I didn't get any. But. And beer. That's a win.
Well, I did contribute to the NIL, so I guess I was just paying for my own food and beer.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that evening you didn't, right?
No, I mean, well, when it first launched.
Yeah, exactly.
Not since then.
Well, nobody like has since bucks then because they have not asked for any more money since then.
Yeah, they'll find their way. I think that, I mean, obviously with Del McGee doing being at the helm now, things are going to change. It was just odd that nothing changed or nothing was asked for that night. But
yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of the NIL, how's it doing? Have we looked at it? I think it's made some.
The donation page, you can't really call it a donation page because it's not a donation, it's not a charity, it's a
giving page.
The link to that
sponsorship
now.
Sponsorship.
It's over 20. Yeah. It's over 20 grand, but that, you know, even then, that's not super impressive. But apparently, there are works with deals going on with corporate sponsors that are not going to be part of that page. That's just literally what fans do. However, a lot of teams in the Sun Belt, when they announced their NIL, they had over $100,000 in fan donations within 24 hours. And we're now how many months in? And we're sitting at 20 something thousand.
We're on the slow incline up to 100 grand.
Slow burn.
Yeah, it happens. So. McGee's gonna turn it all around. AD McGee's
gonna figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't have a built-in fan base. It's just not there. You know, with the lack of success that we've had over the years in football, it's just you don't have people that are diehard fans. And the inconsistency, I think it's not even the lack of success, it's the inconsistency. As soon as you start doing good, we just, you know, barely edge out a win against Kennesaw State. So there was one thing that McGee's been talking about quite a bit that I thought was we've not talked about here. That was kind of interesting. If you notice how on his social media stuff, like it's either hashtags or these images, New Atlanta, like hashtag New Atlanta. I dig that. What do you guys think?
Is it like New Atlanta because we're just restarting? Is that what this is? It's brand new. It's fresh. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be all the above.
It's like we are Atlanta, right? And so it's like sort of a nod to that. And but this is new.
Is it a diss to Georgia Tech down the street?
Whatever.
It should be. I mean, we should definitely have like that.
How can you diss them any more than they already diss themselves?
They diss themselves.
That's kind of true. I mean,
with their yellow jackets.
I wouldn't want to be them going into the season. They have to do well. They'll never hear the end of it if they lose.
You think they buy us out of the return game if we beat them? We beat the snot out of them in the very first game. They're kind of like, oh yeah, we've got to reschedule next year. We'll postpone that to 2030 or something.
We got Samford. They need a game, so we have to replace your game with them. We're gonna be.
I hope so. I hope they do that. That shit would be hilarious.
That we would definitely not stop talking about.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, and there'd be no way around it. Like that would all just be like scared to play us.
It's the same thing about Alabama forfeiting the game against us. They just were scared to play us, and so they forfeited the game. They used COVID as an excuse.
It's not exactly the same thing, but it is very similar.
They got the SEC to like change the entire scheduling during COVID just so they didn't have to play us. Yeah. Yeah, Memphis did that, but Memphis was a different reason. The American Conference rescheduled a hurricane game for them.
That's fair.
So we lost a game.
They didn't do anything wrong
for the season.
Yeah.
And it's still kind of, I mean, we got it back on the schedule for 2025, right?
Yeah.
It's coming up.
It's home game, right? They're going to come here.
Home game with them. That could actually be a Power 5 team by then. They may be in the ACC at that point.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that. That's true.
I mean, that's awesome. I don't think the Big 12 is going to take them. So ACC was really, if there is a Power 5 opportunity for them, that's where it's going to be. And you got to think that Memphis is probably the next Power 5 team. So
they want to be. So does
we had P5 just lost a few, right?
Well, it's not the P5. I mean, it's literally not the P5 anymore. They announced today NCAA de-autonomize. I pronounce that. If that's even a word. The Pac-12 conference down to non-autonomous.
So what does that make the two teams that didn't leave?
They're just
independent. Yeah,
effectively they're a G5 conference now. I mean, that's what G5 is, the non-autonomous conferences. It's just that no one can pronounce or spell autonomous, so they just call it G5 and P5.
Well, so those labels are kind of weird, right? So, like, there's only some conferences that have autonomy. The rest of them are just everybody's bitches. Is that, like, what they're just saying? Is that what non-autonomous means? Is that we're just their bitches?
I think it's like the UN Security Council. The autonomous conferences have a seat at the board, and the non do not.
So yeah, it's not that cool. It's not a very cool way to divide.
That's the NCAA. There you go.
Yeah. NCAA is going to do well. For now, they're going to do what they want to do. We'll see if they have they even are a thing in the coming years.
They did something you'll support, Ryan. Immediate eligibility on transfer now.
I do support that. I you know what I you know what I don't support? That it was done via court.
Oh.
Was it court? I didn't read it.
Yeah, I went in there and looked at it because I was like, huh, I wonder, like, it feels sort of weird to go further right now because it does feel like there's a lot of pushback right now about the transfer portal.
Right.
Obviously, people are upset. And so I looked into the details and it looked like there was a court order to allow it. Somebody honestly sued on behalf of a student, blah, blah, blah. And, like, you know, like I said, I think they should be able to. But, like, I don't know, what's a court have to do with it? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I honestly thought that with the transfer portal, eligibility was immediate anyways. When you
They still had a limit on the number of times they could transfer. And
is that what it was? Okay.
And get, yeah. And so that, I remember that. Like, you got like one for some reason, and then you can get another free one. But then, like, by the third one, you weren't able to. You had to sit still for a year.
Well, Jermaine Mann is enjoying that, the luxury of that, isn't he?
He is. Going back home.
Basketball transfer from Gardner Webb to Vanderbilt to Georgia State back to Gardner Webb now.
is that a failure or a success? I'm unclear. Like, if you tried to strike out on your own and you were like, oh man, you know what, it's not that good out here, I'm gonna go back.
It's strange to go back to a school that you're already at. Like, I heard about a story, I think I talked about it before, where some kid transferred from Alabama, got his $1 million payday at Indiana or wherever the hell he went, and then transferred back to Alabama without ever having played a game for the other school. I don't know if he even stepped on campus or not. He's got his NIL money and went straight back.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I think that the NIL deals are going to have to start coming with like a contract, some restrictions, like, you know.
Yeah, you got to stick it out for however long, otherwise you don't get vested or some such. Yeah, definitely.
Right. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, this, I don't know what the deal is, but played 1 year at Gardner Webb, 1 year at Vanderbilt, 2 years at Georgia State, and now back to Gardner Webb. Okay.
It's just weird to me that, like, you know, you have that much eligibility at all. I know you get technically what, like 5 years or some such, whatever, mm-hmm. but like, it seems like a lot of transferring for one player.
You got COVID, you got redshirt. I mean, that's 2 extra years. Right.
Are we finally done with the COVID?
Is there a medical year for people? Could you have red shirt COVID medical? Should you have 3 extra years?
You can have a well, I think COVID's done, but I could be wrong. But if you had a COVID red shirt year and then you had like another medical red shirt year, that could have happened. Yeah. And regular red shirt year.
For the record, Ryan is not saying that COVID is over. It's no longer a thing. He's just saying that the COVID years.
I wasn't saying that, but I would say that.
The extra years of eligibility may be over. I don't think they're over. I mean, I think some people are probably like, just it's like coupon stacking, right? You got COVID, you got red shirt, you got
a double day.
Two for Tuesdays. Double coupon day. Yeah, stack of that shit.
There you go. The blue light special.
Can you imagine though, if you're in college, just like it's 7 years and it's a free ride?
Well, I can imagine the 7 year part. I don't know about the free ride part.
It really got bright in there, Ryan.
No, my light is doing something weird. I guess I gotta change my bulb because it's gonna dim again here in a second, I think. That's what it did before.
Set the tone.
But I'm so shiny when it's dim because it's the light over here is I got to get the lighting right at some point too.
Do.
Tim, you had, when we were talking in our text about what we're talking about tonight and you brought up Jermaine Mann, you said something, you asked if we would get one of those. You're talking about whether or not we're going to get some players that will come back to us. Is that the question was?
Yeah, we'll get. Do we have any boomerangs, basketball or football? I don't really care. Do you think we'll get any players to come back after leaving here, going maybe somewhere else, and then transferring back cool. to state?
It'd be cool if we had some guys that came in that Jonas brings in, or I guess this, you could extend this to any of the sports, come in and then go get their payday for a year and come right back because they just, you know, like something, they want to get that paycheck or want to be getting close to home, but they've already got their Lambo pulling up to the Convocation Center deck.
We probably have to pay them too.
I hope they don't have a Lambo.
They could.
There's just like not that much money to the point where like that wouldn't be really irresponsible use of that money. That probably could go to good things.
A lot of those cars are just leased. They're not actually buying the car with their money. But even then, I don't know what the lease payment is on a Lamborghini. I would rather take that cash instead. Give me that monthly payment in cash every month.
I'm thinking most of those are maybe like a dealership leasing it at a discounted rate or giving it as NIL lease.
You think about free it also, lease. Say you get a star quarterback and you know, national attention, and you give them a Lambo or some nice car for their time at the school, or maybe you give them a new one every single year, and then you put it back on the lot and you say, this was Darren Granger's car. This one that he drove. Now you can sell that car, a used car, at a premium because it has that attention of being like, get him to sign the inside of the dash or something like that. I mean, obviously I'm not talking about this happening with Darren, but just taking it back to Georgia State. You do this with somebody like a Caleb Williams or something like that, and people will now buy that Lambo for full price just because it's got his signature inside of it. And he drove around with some co-eds.
It's probably got more than the signature inside, you know,
try it around
full detail job.
It may have some DNA in there. You can clone your own Caleb Williams if you want.
That's gross.
But it's probably true.
I was talking about a paper, like a napkin or a paper towel.
Yeah, like his hair, or something.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
No, if I had a Lambo, that's what I would do in it. So
you heard it here first. Breaking news.
I want to have a car that's more expensive than my house. Like that's just that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I mean, imagine just parking it anywhere. The anxiety would be terrible. I would just be like, I can't leave this car
anywhere.
I had a buddy of mine who's a huge car nut, and he said that if he would never own a Lamborghini because he'd have to buy two of them, one that he would just like baby and take care of and only wash it with baby diapers and stuff like that, and the other that he would just drive it like a derby car, like haul ass everywhere, bumping into things and just not care about it at all. So
just park it in the front row at the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Compact only. He's like, yep, Lambo.
Not even taking up the two spaces like all those douchebags do.
No. Yeah. I mean, don't be a douchebag about it. If you're gonna drive your Lamborghini,
you're already driving a Lamborghini. We know you're a douchebag. let's see what else we got going on. Oh, the draft. NFL draft coming up Thursday night.
Oh yeah.
We got a few players that Georgia State's pimping out as potentially getting their name heard, their name called over the weekend.
Who we got? Who's on the slate?
On their list that they put out there, you've got Darren Granger. I just do not see him getting drafted as a quarterback. I could see him getting picked up afterwards, but he's listed. Then you got Jontre Hunter, Seth Glauser, was it Travis Glover, and Tyge, what's his name? Leach. Like Leach.
Which one's the one that went to the combine?
That was Gentry Hunter, right?
That sounds
Travis
right.
Glover.
That sounds
maybe
Hunter sounds right.
Yeah. Well, both of those two guys I've actually found in mock drafts when the sites that go through and you know go through the entire seven rounds of the NFL draft. Both Gentry Hunter and Travis Glover got popped up a couple of times, but never on the same mock draft. Georgia State can only have one player drafted at a time. Apparently, we can't.
Well,
have...
for the mock, but here's I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I know it usually is me anyway. I don't think anyone's gonna get drafted.
Oh. Just one. Can we get one?
I mean, people will end up on teams, I think. And like to David's point, there's people that are going to be on practice squads. There's going to be people who get picked up afterwards and are being, you know, they might end up with a contract. But I don't think anyone's getting drafted. And who knows? But once you get past a certain point in the draft, it's all sort of a shit show. Like people don't really know who's going to do what. We've had guys get drafted way earlier than we expected. We've had years where we thought somebody would and nobody did, you know, so like it's just it feels like we're just on the cusp. We're just still not quite there.
So who has appeared more in these mock drafts, David? Hunter or Glover?
Through the drafts that I looked at, I think twice each, you know. Actually, Jontre Hunter in both drafts that I saw him going, we're both have him going to Vegas, the Raiders, which nice.
It's not a bad
Falcons
place
are playing at this
up.
Year. And then Travis Glover was projected to either Jacksonville or Denver.
Oof.
So
better cross your fingers for Denver.
Right. I think offensive lineman getting to block for Trevor Lawrence.
Is that but you still have to live in Jacksonville.
Is what's his nut still at is what's his nut still at Denver coaching or is he gone?
Sean Payton, yeah, he's still there.
Oh, well, then he can't go there either. He's screwed.
Yeah, just forego the draft entirely.
Decline whoever drafts you because both places are terrible.
I was trying to do
sit a year. Sit a year and wait to get picked up next year.
Yeah.
Although, Denver, I hate your camera so much.
It keeps moving back and forth.
I'm getting seasick.
I don't know what, like, if I move like a half inch, does it start moving?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it focuses on something up there and wants to move back or forward.
I had I'll to turn it. Mine had like the autofocus and it would just go wild, so I had to turn that off.
Figure it out.
Anyway, yeah, sidetrack.
Yep.
We'll move in, see what it does.
My bad.
So beach volleyball. Season
beach volleyball, what did we do? We won. We won a bunch of games, right?
Not only have we won a bunch of games, so the regular season has come to an end. The conference championship will begin this Thursday in Huntsville, Alabama.
Are we champions of the league?
Going?
Undefeated. Georgia State undefeated in beach volleyball. And not only undefeated, not only did they go 7-0, out of the seven games they played, they only lost one set in conference play.
Either March, we're really good or our conference really sucks.
Could be March, a little column A, a little column B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On March 6th, we went 4-1 against Mercer and have not lost a conference set since then. It's I think that we are leaps and bounds better than this conference. That's the only.
So this conference is holding us back, is what you're really saying.
Pretty much. The conference has been holding us back. We've been saying that about every sport. So
yeah,
or at least football, basketball.
Yeah, but that one we're at least winning.
Still ranked 15th nationally.
Didn't we beat someone ahead of us recently?
We beat LSU. There was the last term. We lost to LSU, but the last. We beat them like 2 weeks ago, but this past series.
I was there. We beat them.
Yeah, no. This was we actually finished the season up in Columbia at South Carolina, playing Sean's favorite program.
I wonder if Sean was there.
And well, I hope he was, because Georgia State not only beat South Carolina, ranked South Carolina, they knocked South Carolina out of the top rankings by beating them. So
he was probably there.
He is tweeting quite a bit right now.
Oh yeah,
a 50-year-old man at 18, 19-year-old girls playing volleyball. Yeah, he probably was there.
Probably. I just noticed, like, I still follow him on Twitter, and he is tweeting a hell of a lot about South Carolina. I was like, I don't really remember you doing this when you were here.
Nope. He was either holding back or they actually have requirements for him to be active on social media.
You must have X number of tweets per month.
I mean, they might just have a person that does it full time, just has access to all the coaches' accounts.
It is all about, all his tweets are about being back home, and then all the people love him and say, it's so great, you can go home to your family, God bless, blah, blah, blah. It's so touchy.
This is the, that's the part that still just continues to like piss me off about the whole thing. People are like, oh, you got to go back to your family. Like, he wasn't like being held apart from them. Like, he wasn't being forced away from his family. Like, that was a choice they all made.
He forced them to stay away from him.
I'm just saying it could have been easily resolved in a very in another way, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Your kids were not even in high school when you took the job at Georgia State.
Right.
And you could have moved them down here and gone home to them every single night, had them at every single game, and made most of their high school games.
And he still lived there. So it's not like they were separated. Like, he still he just commuted a long way, guys. Like, it's not.
That's a long ass commute.
Oof. I know, but I'm not exactly. And he chose it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not. I just can't with this whole like, you're reunited with your family. But like, I just can't with all that nonsense.
It's not like he came down here, moved the entire family, and she realized, the big city is just not for me. I miss being back in Columbia where our friends and our family were and stuff like that. And so after 2 or 3 years, she moved back for the kids to finish up school there or something. No, never, ever made any intention on making Atlanta home. Right. Or, you know what? Actually, let's go look the different way. Let's look at it from a different perspective.
All right.
Maybe he wasn't tweeting back in Atlanta because he was always at like the strip clubs or hooking up, or maybe he had side pieces all over the ATL, and that's what he was doing.
That'd be terrible. But also
partying
funny.
It up.
Nah.
Oh, that's way more fun.
I mean, it would be, but it's not true.
I don't know if it's true or not.
We don't know if it's true or not.
Okay. It could be true.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It could be true. But no, so beach volleyball.
You guys are right. He might have been
convinced you. He could have lived in a strip club. We don't know.
Doing it up. Literally.
Nah. He got an apartment right across from Magic City.
Oof, I don't know about that. Your cats are on fire tonight.
Oh my God. I don't know what is the deal.
Did you give them catnip or something?
No, they don't even like catnip. They're just wild right now.
No. Oh.
Fun stuff.
Other sports.
Yeah. Best of luck to the Sandy Panthers this week. They start Thursday against Stephen F. Austin at 9 a.m. Thursday morning. They have never lost to Stephen F. Austin, and Stephen F. Austin has not won a conference game at all this season. So hopefully we should really beat them there.
Knock on wood here. There we go.
It is double elimination, so even if they do fall at some point, they have a chance to come back. But yeah, now I was talking to Cassie and Bella from the beach volleyball team when we were at the spring tour event.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, matches and games, whatever. And I don't want to say they're overlooking the conference championship, but they were kind of like, yeah, so we should win that. And then when we go to nationals, whatever, it was just like the confidence that these girls have is just like, yeah, this is just a foregone conclusion that we're going to win the conference. We're going to do that. So
we should ask them, what's it going to take to win the natty?
Well, I know I was a dick to him. I'm like, why the hell did you guys lose to Stetson and Charleston or whoever the hell it was?
You didn't say that. When, no.
I did.
No, you didn't.
And then you come back and you beat LSU the next day. Number 8 or 9 or something like that. No, they said that they answered the question. And we talked about having them come on the podcast and talk about playing beach volleyball at Georgia State. But they're talking about the rotations change up big time, and some rotations work really, really well against some programs, and then the exact same rotation does not work against other programs. So, they made their adjustments and, were able to, like I said, knock off a top 10 team the next day. So
it's a big coaching thing, basically. Big coaching strategy.
Yeah. I hope we're giving Coach Van Fleet every penny we possibly can, because by far the most successful sustained program we've had at Georgia State ever.
Yeah. So. Well, and as more programs enter beach volleyball, which I'm sure they will with Title IX and all kinds of, things going on there, that there is going to be some money coming her way. So
it is a relatively, I would assume it's a relatively inexpensive sport to start because you're not giving out a lot of scholarships. I don't know how many, but there's what, like 12 or 14
sand
girls in the program.
That's why sand, we did it. Sand net breaks. It's all you gotta.
That facility couldn't have been very expensive. It's some pits with
what full of was sand. It before, like a parking lot? I don't even know.
It was probably dumpsters or something. I mean, really?
They're underneath the sand right now.
It's expensive to the extent that it is downtown Atlanta real estate. So that property could be used for something pretty expensive. But other than that, for these other regional schools that are out in the boonies, yeah, you know, go to Lowe's, get a bunch of sand, toss it out there. Go to, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods, get some volleyball nets. Bam, you got a D1 program.
Volleyball
right there.
Check
set. Go to Best Buy, get a little a Bluetooth speaker to play some music while our games are going on. What else you need, right? A coach and players.
The sound system was better than that, though. At the
no, it was great. It's awesome. No, I'm
just that's probably where you put the money in, right? The sound system.
That mural. I bet the mural wasn't cheap.
Did we do that, or did we just leave a wall unguarded for a matter of time?
I think the unguarded wall would have looked a little different than this does. So
come tag Georgia State beach volleyball wall. You know.
Do you know they actually have like a coat of paint they can put, a clear coat of paint they put over walls to prevent graffiti from sticking to it? It makes other paints wash right off.
That's cool.
Where the hell did you learn that?
Because in my neighborhood,
he was there.
We paid to have a mural painted under the overpass, the MARTA overpass by my house. And I was like, it wasn't me to ask the question. Somebody asked the question that I was thinking was, we're going to spend all this money on it. And then, you know, the next day it's going to be tagged up completely. And like, no, there's a special coating they put on it that allows you to wash off any other paint.
There's That's also awesome. Seemingly a little respect. Cause I mean, the murals here in Summer Hill have been untouched for a long time.
They there's may have the coating on them.
I don't know if they do.
Yeah.
They touched him up at some point.
I do think there is some respect. I think you're right. There is some respect for, you know, a lot of the people that do the tagging consider themselves artists, and many of them are legit quality artists, and they don't want to mess with someone else's artwork. So,
yep.
But there's deviance in everything. So.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And then some of them are just like gangs tagging stuff to whatever. Just
tag it.
The cool thing about the Sandy Panthers and where they play is the train literally goes right there, and so you know you don't have this train. Faux train horn, you got real train horns
and MARTA with its
you know, you just like you do this and they go it's right there, they honk
their
horns.
I'm sure they would. Why wouldn't they? It's entertainment.
So while I was there, I mean, one of the conductors definitely honked. I don't know if it was because of like going in and out of the city or like requirements or anything, but he definitely sounded the horn while he was going through, which was cool.
Ryan checks the news later on, and there's someone got on the tracks at the Georgia State station.
No, I don't read the news anymore.
Pretty sure the conductors appreciate the beach volleyball court being right there.
He probably was driving by and saw very attractive ladies and
playing beach volleyball.
Was like, I'm going to toot my horn.
No, there were plenty of
That's
stories.
That's how it sounded too. I'm up to my horn.
Mm-hmm.
The football practice facility, when it was over on MLK, there are plenty of players talk about how the trains would go by and they were practicing train. They would toot the horn. I'm assuming that the same thing happens with soccer. Soccer looks a little bit, I went by that. They've looks a little bit nicer. They actually have like some legit bleachers there. I mean, it's obviously awkwardly set up just because they had to squeeze that soccer field into the tiniest of places, but
it fit in. That's all that matters.
It looks good. It works. So,
you know what sucks is that it's that brick wall is really like part of the historic building, and so they can't really like tear that down and just make the facility smaller. I mean, they could, but you know how people in Atlanta are. They'd get all upset and all that stuff. But like it is
cutting a tree down.
You can't. There's like a whole little sliver of the field you can't see because there's a building in the way.
No, you can actually see. You can see that corner if you're sitting in the bleachers.
When did you go there?
It's been. It was. I think it was the first year that it opened up for soccer.
They should figure out how to put the broadcast on the other side so you can see the entire field.
The broadcast is on the roof.
Yeah, they need to find seating on the roof.
Yeah.
They need
seating on the roof.
Seating on the roof.
Yep.
With a bar.
Well, obviously, Tim, stop being silly.
Bring a cooler. There's no one to stop you from bringing a cooler.
Bring your own sodas to the match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why have we not done that more? Going to soccer matches and bring your own cooler just to sit there and.
We're talking about going to baseball this weekend. Is that still like on the table? Is that still
always on the table?
I got to get things cleared here at home, but my plan is, to go to the Saturday match.
Mm. Cool.
Because I think they're Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Is that App we're playing?
Yeah, Appalachian State, the Appy.
Do baseball.
Are we going to beat App
matches?
Well, series. It's a series.
It's a game within a series.
But yes. Three game series. That's how baseball.
I'm just
works.
Saying, you guys give me a lot of shit for points, and then get it wrong.
Well, actually, Ryan, they're gonna break out a soccer match during the baseball game
to make it all right.
Yeah, we'll be all good
on the pitch and the gridiron.
On the pitch, yeah.
Actually, but they're gonna score points in that game.
Yes. No, they're gonna.
In
no,
that match, no. Shit, we're all no. over the place.
They're going to get goals, Ryan.
Goals.
Those are points, though, aren't they? People say points.
No, you get points for winning a match on the table. No.
Yeah, Yes. Dude, soccer does do that weird scoring, don't they?
You get points for winning the match, and the points and your ranking is on the table.
That's not NCAA.
I don't know about that. They probably use all the same words, right?
Is that MLS? MLS does
MLS
that?
Uses all that, yeah.
So every match that they every game that they win, they get a certain number of points, and then how their rankings are determined.
Yep. 3 points for a win, 1 point for a draw, 0 points for a loss.
I had no idea.
Doesn't hockey do the same thing?
I think hockey has ties too, yeah, right?
Yeah, I think they do this. I know they definitely have ties, but I think that they do the same.
We missed out on the Ice Panthers, right?
Do we ever have Ice Panthers?
No.
Yeah, we need that. I would love that. If I won that $1.3 billion lottery that I did not buy a ticket to, we would have had so many more sports added. I would have definitely gotten ice hockey going, women's lacrosse going. Restart track and field. It's a shame we don't have track and field. That's absurd. We were supposed to have before beach volleyball came. We were supposed to have women's swimming and diving was going to be the next female sport added. But then RJ Hunter came here and we filled in the pool
with concrete
to make a practice court for them. Which I guess scheduling was a problem. For the basketball team, considering it was being used for volleyball and women's basketball and everything else. So they need to have an actual dedicated practice facility, which is actually right there next to the beach volleyball courts, sand volleyball courts. Yes.
Cool.
Speaking of baseball.
Baseball.
Speaking of baseball.
How'd we do?
The guys won one on against Troy earlier and then lost the last two games. Of the season, Troy State. My bad.
Got it.
They beat the snot out of Alabama State today. I think it was 16 to, was it 5 or something like that? 16. They scored 16 Ryan points, but for the rest of us, 16 runs. And they run.
I love that you feel the need to say it.
Ryan points.
Yeah. Ryan points.
So they did the mercy rule or run rule.
The run rule. So that's like the third run rule game in like the past, what, six games or something like that? Seven games? That's fun.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Appalachian State this week. Oh, actually, they have a weird game. Like normally they play a Tuesday game and then they'll do a series over the weekend. They're going to Presbyterian tomorrow, Wednesday, to play a game. So, yeah.
Hopefully another W.
Last year, we played them. We actually, I guess it was earlier in the season. We did a three. No, we went 2-1 against, and we won the series, but we the combined score of the three games is we were up 38-14, but somehow lost one of the games. We in the second game we outscored them 20-0. I think I remember that happening. I remember we were doing the podcast. I was like looking at all the scores. I'm like, we in baseball just beat a team 20-0. That's a football score.
College baseball, man. They just
it can go any direction, right?
I guess pitchers aren't necessarily that good because if they were good, they'd be in the major league.
I mean, there are some college pitchers that make it up to the major leagues, but yeah.
But typically, they skip it because there's no requirement to go to college. And so they just, you know, if they're good, they just move on.
Because the minor league is such a predominant thing that actually, you know, gets you into the league quicker.
It works. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird that that works for baseball, but you don't get that working for other sports.
It is. It is like it's super weird because like they've tried to start some of the recent football leagues have explicitly been like, we're just trying to be like a B league for the NFL, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what people think that's what the USFL and XFL, well, I guess now it's the UFL, was kind of doing. And I know the XFL was kind of like that. In their first iteration, there was a clause that in every player's contract that at any point an NFL team could just take you. And they would owe no money back to the league or to the teams or anything like that at all. So,
right.
Yeah.
No, and people love football. So like, why wouldn't we watch? I mean, I would watch. I mean, we've talked about this.
I've been watching the program UFL here.
I wanted
season.
To watch it before they canceled the whole thing.
I watched. I've been watching UFL. Actually, I missed the first week of UFL because I literally had no idea it was starting. But since then, I've had UFL on Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah.
How is maybe it's a marketing thing because I didn't know it started.
I think I watched like a play or two just to see the new kickoff.
I think this is a week. I think we're going into week five. Maybe it's week four.
Did you love it, Tim? Was it a really good kickoff system?
I kind of wonder how well it'll work.
It'll be interesting to see what it's like when it actually gets into the NFL. I think that when you're watching other leagues and you see different rules being implemented, you're kind of like, all right, well, what about, that's just how they do it. But now when you start seeing, you know, your actual, you know, NFL program, like the big guys that doing this kind of stuff play this really weird, gimmicky, dumb scheme stuff. I don't know.
If they move too early, is it like a
false start or offsides or whatever?
Or
I would assume that doesn't change. Oh, you talk about because like you have to wait for the receiver to catch the ball, isn't it? Like they have to touch the ball before you either
the receiving team can't move either.
So that means that the guys that are blocking for you are like turned around looking at you and not looking at the guys. They're going to become charging them at any second.
There's no charging though, because they're all close to each other in the first place.
There's like 5 yards apart, aren't they?
I thought they're 10 yards.
Yeah, but they're not 10 yards like apart. 70 yards apart.
Oh, no. They're not running full stream ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, awesome. Like, these guys can be maybe 300 pounds, but the way they move, you know, by the time you turn your head back around of a guy catching a ball and get your face pointed in the right direction, that 10 yards has become like 3 yards. And that guy, that 300 pound man is in your face.
Yeah. So, I have a feeling they'll figure it out.
All right. They'll do something, or they'll do something dumb like they did and change it after 1 year. What they did that with the overturning the pass interference call. They like had that rule for 1 year and then were challenging it and they just got rid of it.
I mean, I'm interested in seeing how it works, and if it doesn't work after a year, then you iterate, right? I mean, that's I'm in software development. That's what you do. You iterate.
Can we get rid of some of his rules that he made?
Tweak.
Which rules you want to get rid
of? Some of the Belichick rules. Didn't he make some?
Oh, or they just kind of got
blind about some.
No, that definitely happened. No, I think that I think just implement it in preseason for a couple of years to study it there. And then before you move it over, don't just change something unless you're really concerned about some like specific thing that's causing players to be injured, which I know that's what they're saying this is going to do, but it's a pretty dramatic, it's a pretty big move.
That it's not no longer an interesting play either because people aren't running the ball back.
Except for, you get rid of the onside kick. I mean it's still there.
But you get rid of the surprise onside kick.
Right, which is the only reason why onside kicks are fun. I guess you know they're fun because you know it's going to happen in like the last 2 minutes of the game.
They happen at the end of the game, mostly, yeah.
Yeah. But like the surprise ones, I mean, you may get one every couple. I don't even know if they have one a year, but man, when they do an onside kick, you're not expecting it. That is awesome.
I don't think it's one a year in the last 5 years. It's probably one in the last 5 years.
It's normally like some young coach that comes in there and wants to shake things. Like when Jim Mora Jr. Came into the Falcons and did that. So
it should happen more often. And the rules are creating a situation where it can't, but I don't think necessarily that it would either. And I talk about this all the time with, like, when I was growing up watching, you know, the Bulldogs, the SEC, the coaches would do that kind of crap all the time. They would pull all kinds of go for it on fourth, onside kicks, whenever. They do all kinds of crazy shit.
That's because outside of conference play, Georgia plays like the crappiest schedule in all of college football.
No, and in the SEC games, it was like known for like crazy shit happening.
Toy around. You said not this year, Tim?
Georgia?
Don't they have Alcorn State and Arkansas State or something?
They still have some of those, but they have actually a hard schedule.
We're playing Vandy? Who are we playing?
We're playing Vandy.
We're playing we're playing Tech teams that are Vandy? Considered better than us. We're playing teams that are going to whatever this new fictitious thing's going to be.
Even when we do Alcorn State, you know, we're all sweating about it.
Oh yeah, that's true. We do have Murray State this year though, right?
Ben the was racers. In like a,
yeah, be careful, they're fast.
They are fast. Ben was in like a little Twitter war with our Kennesaw friends trying to talk
about. Oh really? I missed that.
Yeah, I just was like, leave him alone.
He talks too much shit. We're not that good.
Leave Kennesaw
as much shit gets talked.
Yeah.
They added their CUSA patches to their jerseys. I saw that unveiling, and all three jerseys had different sized CUSA things on them.
I will say that the alignment of the patches, too, was a little strange. Like, maybe that's a thing. They want you to have one at, like, a diagonal angle. I don't know.
No, it just kind of sucks.
Ouch, don't bet it.
And yeah, they're ugly colors too. Black and yellow.
Oh, come on, those are cool colors.
No,
you're wrong. Appy's cool. They're cool.
No, Appy's not cool.
Except for Appy has what's his face? The old man, which is cool.
Oh, yeah. The
old man.
Yosef.
Yosef is cool. Yosef and, but Kennesaw has like an owl, and like that's not that cool.
I really wondered when Kennesaw started football, and then we're gonna make them move to Conference USA, if they would do a rebranding and get something more, you know,
not
better than
schooly.
Not night schooly, but I guess like what FIU or no, that's the Panthers. FAU is also the owls.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I thought they would like, you know, find something to do.
It's totally a night school thing.
You know what it should be?
I
have the perfect mascot for Kennesaw State, because being up there where they are in Kennesaw, the Kennesaw Karens, nothing's more scary than an OTP Karen.
It's just a silhouette.
Karens are scary.
Like a Karen haircut.
Exactly. A woman with an updo and low hanging earrings and a finger just pointing.
Yeah. She definitely wants to see the manager.
All right, there we go. That's our episode title, Kennesaw State Karens.
No, we can't name it.
No, we get unnecessary views and attention from them. Don't want that.
I take any views and downloads and anything I can do to. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to rile up an opposing fan base, right?
They're not going to make it this far.
No.
How long before we schedule Kennesaw State again in football?
I hope soon. I hope as soon as we possibly can.
Well, that would be 2025.
With 2025, there's an opening. Right?
Let's do
I
it.
Don't know what
Maybe
I,
that's
I don't
who.
Know what I don't know what their schedule is. They may not.
And
have
I thought
an
we didn't have an opening. That was actually
we have an opening. We have. I think it's an away game. I mean, technically, it can be a home game as well. It can be a third home game, but we have two home games and an away game scheduled for 2025, and that's it. I think.
Yeah, but I thought Cobb told you that wasn't real, that there was a game.
He says that there's a game lined up, but until it's on FD schedules.
He won't tell us what it is.
I don't think he knows who it is. I mean, like
to
the extent
know who
of
it was during that conversation.
Correct. Like he just doesn't, we all know that I
I mean, I have to go look stuff up all the time. But I should
feast on schedules. I spend too much time looking at schedules. I pretty much know all of our opponents going until, you know, the UAB series.
But I'm glad you recognize that that's weird.
No, I only know that you guys find it weird.
Fair enough.
Okay.
My obsession with the whole thing. All right, we can we're bumping up against an hour. I did want to state that I don't know if you guys watch it at all, but I made my debut on the College Huddle national podcast talking
college
about
cuddle.
Nice. Nice.
The cuddle? The cuddle fest?
The college cuddle. The cuddle huddle.
You got to rag on Bama fans.
Hopefully, right? David.
The topic was
Michigan, right? Cheating.
Michigan sanctions with the ruling to come down on what they had come down on those guys. But I was supposed to be given the G5 perspective because, you know, obviously Georgia State fan knows what the other 100.
Well, we're non-autonomous, so we don't get an opinion.
Did we care? Yeah. What was your opinion? Or do you want to hold that for last?
I don't
want
to ruin anything for those that want to watch. But let's basically,
last
what
call
I said,
it. Let's call it.
All right. But then I will be making also my my debut. I'll make my debut on the G5 show this Sunday, and they'll be asking me questions and talking about Georgia State. It'll be a Georgia State focused segment on the.
You better get ready, man. Start studying up.
They fortunately told me what they're going to be talking about, and I mean, I can, when it comes to Georgia State, I can BS for a long time. It's until they start asking me players' names and coaches' names, and then I'm be like, oh, I don't know who the other guy is.
Start talking about our MLB baseball stadium we have.
our Olympic track and field stadium.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Cool. So we're gonna head over to last call. Tim, you wanna?
Sure. Off. All right. Thanks everyone for listening. We're gonna take a quick break. Brian's probably gonna go pee again.
Definitely.
And jump over to last call. If you liked what we heard, consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/stateatlanta. You get early access to our last call and live streaming, right? And live streaming. Yes. Discounts on our sweet, sweet merch, right? Group chat action. Breaking news always happens there first. Just remember that. And free booze at tailgates. I don't know if I can say that anymore, but hey, for $5 a month, become a fan of our show. We'd love to have you aboard. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
You have peace. To say peace, I think.
Peace.
Oh. That's it for us this week. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Twitter at State of Atlanta or on Facebook at facebook.com/State of Atlanta. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, please rate and review us on your podcast app. Thank you very much, and go Panthers.